It was as Burris said. A few minutes with mining tools broke away the veneer of synthstone, revealing a door mounted in the ceiling and a control panel beside it. The control panel, a single mechanical switch, had no lights or readouts to indicate whether it was functional. But Burra had no doubts.
It triggers a capacitance charge which opens the door.
And so it did. Once the switch was flipped, the doors slid open, and air, kept contained and musty for some 60 years, flowed down into the caverns of the seed of the Baron Doe. As they waited for Burra and others to get the generator in the chamber above operational, Luke took Ben aside.
You acted, well, unilaterally. He wasn't going to change, Dad. The only other thing we could have done would be to make the others turn on him and force the information from him. Would that have been better?
No. It would have been shattering for them. But the Hidden One, after a night's sleep, might have reconsidered. You took that choice away from him.
Yes, I did. It solved the problem. It didn't kill anybody. It spilled out some nasty truths that they all needed to hear. Dad, sometimes you shouldn't wait that extra day. Sometimes you have to cut the other guy's arm off.
Yes, if the Force guides you to do so. Did the Force guide you to do that?
I'm not sure.
Finally, Ben did look a little contrite.
Thing to do?
I'm not sure.
Oh, good. A really useful answer for once.
Luke grinned.
Dad, you had added it all up too, hadn't you? The tunnel size, the blast doors, the telepathy?
Yes.
So what I did really didn't shock you. You knew I wasn't sealing us in forever.
Yes. And even if it was the wrong thing, it clearly wasn't very wrong. Added to everything you did right while we were here, and you're still very much ahead of the game. Luke reached over and affectionately mussed Ben's hair.
Dad, the hair!